What other bills are on your agenda? What do you want to put down as an author, as a primary author?
Well, education funding reform is my big priority, but also things like alternative energy sources and job creation are issues that I'm working on. There are also just some electoral reforms. I know I went out and I spoke to a lot of people during the campaign who said they really didn't like to have to go vote in a primary and declare themselves. You know, it's something that's been tried before, but I would like to see a state have primaries where you don't have to declare one party or the other. There are also things like making sure that we have open and transparent government, that when we pass a budget, we have it out on file for the public to look at and plenty of time for discussion, not something that's passed to the last minute. So those are a few of the things I'm working on.
Do you plan to introduce specific bills on those subjects?
Yes.
On the issue of higher education, that's going to be an issue again this year. There's still a question as to whether the state is going to have the funding. It's a better year financially for Illinois than it has been in the past. But how do we determine how much education funding higher education receives, in particularly the U of I?
Well, I think everyone needs to understand that this is a better year for the state. But every year we have obligations to increase. And people in this area are well aware of increasing pension costs. We also have increasing health care costs. And so a lot of that increase in revenues that's coming from the state is going to be eaten up just by natural growth in state expenditures. Now, what I would like to do is to go and fight hard for additional money for higher education. I think if the state wants to remain competitive, to attract large companies, we have to have high-quality education, K-12 and higher education in the state. And my proposal with the education funding reform package, it's some of that increased revenue that goes to our schools also goes to fund higher education in the state of Illinois.
Each year, the governor has brought out a fairly large program that the General Assembly has passed, whether it's health, extending health care for more lower-income children, extending the drug benefits for Medicaid or Medicare patients. There have been fairly large programs that have been put out. What kind of pressure might there be on you and other Democrats in the state Senate to approve those measures, especially in the situation where you say a lot of the money that – a lot of the additional revenue the state's getting in has already been spoken for?
Well, I think if there are any new programs, large programs proposed, there needs to be a dedicated funding source for them. I don't think you can just propose spending without having some way of paying for it. And so I would be opposed to new spending without a revenue source. I think we need to be fiscally responsible and take the hard votes. I think education funding reform is something that's just vital for the success of this state. It is something that, like, morally we should do to reduce disparities in our school districts around the state. And I think it's good for property tax owners. And so I'm willing to take that vote, even though I know I'd receive some criticism for it.
How do you get around being a rookie in the state legislature? It's going to be an experience, and how do you build your ability to get some of your priorities passed in your first year?
Well, I think it takes a lot of work. There are 59 state senators, 58 other ones. I've been spending the last couple of months going around talking to them, telling them my priorities, things that I would like to see happen, and I think, you know, it's working with leadership and telling them that this is what it's going to take in order to get my vote to pass the budget and being firm about that. But as you said, I'm a rookie. This is my first time in there. I'm going to do all that I can, but I would hope that people wouldn't expect me to step into the shoes of someone like Stan Weaver in my first year.
Who are some of those role models from the legislature that you look toward in fashioning your own positions and your own style after?
Well, I guess Stan Weaver was a quiet senator who was around here for years, who just consistently did his job. I find Republicans and Democrats throughout this community singing the praises of Stan Weaver, and that's someone who long-term I would like to emulate.
Anything else to add?
Yeah, just very much looking forward to this. It's a big, exciting week. I'll be over there getting sworn in on Wednesday. We get our office assignments on Thursday. For those out there who are wondering how they can get in touch with me, as a senator-elect, I am not allowed to obligate the state in any way until being sworn in. So I don't have an office set up because I can't sign a lease. I can't set up phone numbers. But as soon as I have that information, I'll be working with the media to get that information out.
So you'll have a local office just as soon as you become a state senator?
Yes. I'll have an office in Springfield right away. I'll be setting up an office in Champaign-Urbana and one in Danville as soon as possible after being sworn in.
Right.